More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that stalks girls on cam every night, Mr. Richard Avery.
That's me. I'm a webcam hoe.
Webcam hoe?
Yeah.
Now, I like going on every so often, and like when Alex is on, and then I'll watch part of her, and she'll be like, what's the video look like? What's the audio? It's good, good, honey. And then I'll switch over and watch like girls that are milking and yeah. like doing all the weird stuff. And she's like, why are you watching the creepy stuff? I was like, because that's what entertains me.
I just go watch weird girls, hot girls, and then I just tell them my name's Mo Reese.
Oh, is that what it is?
Give me a call.
They
go, you sicko. And I'm like, eh, well, what can you say?
I sometimes put my name. I did it to Caden Cross one time when she was on something. It was like, and she's like, Mo, why are you on here? And then I'll put code names that certain people will recognize, and then it's fun.
I know. I do. I go on about once a week for about a minute.
I haven't gone on lately.
I go into My Free Cams. I don't know. It's like this thing. I just like I'm bored or in between something. I just kind of look at a couple girls and then I sign off. I mean, literally, I don't even less than a minute on each girl. I just kind of see if they're up and I go like, and then they're just sitting there and it's cool because I get to look at the top of their heads as they look at their iPhone. And they're just kind of like looking, and you're like, wow, that's really entertaining. I'm going to give you money for that.
Well, I'm assuming everybody's going to guess that today I brought in a webcam girl. But I have to say up front, nobody is sponsoring this. So when we throw out shout outs to every single one of these cam companies, just so you know, nobody gave us the $10 to say their name. My Free Cams, StreamMate.
Yeah, definitely.
Chatterbait. So, Dick, today,
yes,
our guest, a cam girl who is moving on into the big girl world of porn, Miss Lauren Phillips.
Hi.
Yay. We never have added the cheers in the background.
I know.
I think you should,
I think it's fun.
Well, sometimes we have a live audience.
and she sits in the corner.
Yeah.
And tries to interject every so often.
I got like a boost of energy when you did that, actually. I was like, oh, yeah, pumped up.
There
Good.
We go.
Good.
So, Lauren, tell me a little bit about yourself and about your webcamming.
Well, I am originally from New Jersey, South Jersey, by the way. I was born and raised there, and I moved to Florida about 3 years ago, and that's when I started camming. I started out on StreamMate as a beginner, and then went to Chatterbait, and I've been on Chatterbait for about 2 years now.
Wow.
2 years.
So do you do solo webcamming, or do you do sex, or what do you do on webcam?
I mainly just do solo.
Okay.
So I haven't even done a girl show yet either.
Oh, wow. So is this your, without jumping too far into your personal finances, is this your main stream of income then?
Yes, it is. It completely
your
is,
full-time
actually.
Job.
Oh, so it's
my full-time
nice.
Job.
Yeah. Now, do you set yourself hours? Is it random? How do you schedule yourself out?
Well, with camming, it's kind of different than a normal job. Actually, I have to, all right, what month is it? Is it a holiday? are people at work still? Oh, wait, is it a weekend? Are they taking, like, are they going out to the park enjoying the nice, like, is it summertime? So it just depends. I either have a certain time where if it's really slow, I'll just leave. Or if I want a goal and I'm getting close to my goal, I'll stay on longer to reach my bi-weekly goal.
Right. But on the average, how many days do you go on an average week?
Before I moved to California to pursue like porn,
right.
It was 5 days a week. I was putting like maybe 40 hours in.
So now did you, did you have to force yourself? I know a lot of freelancers out in the real world, you know, I mean, you have photographers, you have writers that have to force themselves to take time because you have this free time. You have Netflix now where you could sit on the couch and watch 6 episodes instead of writing or going out and making yourself do a project. Did you have a problem forcing yourself to go on cam today? You don't want to, but you have to be on there from 9 to 4.
It just depends. Like sometimes I had a hard time when it was when it gets slow. And there's sometimes like, Christmas is coming. Oh, it starts slowing down a little bit. And you're just like, oh, my goodness. All right, you have to get on. Just keep going. You can keep going. But I'm more of a workaholic and I like being on air and I love interacting with my fans. It's just, it's me more interacting. And they all my fans know that I appreciate their support, and it's more like a donation. Without them and their support, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Nice. And So you have your regulars that come on. I know once you go into porn, you have a lot more with Twitter and other social media, and that's how you advertise to your fans and get these huge followings. I've seen a lot of cam girls on Twitter that don't really do it that much, and so I don't see a huge following. How did you get more fans? How do you get more people to come and see you?
Twitter-wise or cam?
Or in any way. How do you get people to come to see you and build your fan
there's
base?
So many girls on. And like I would say, at any given moment, there's like 100,000
girls
on.
Yeah, how do
on.
You set yourself aside?
Well, I'm or actually...
Or apart from everyone else.
I'm pretty, like, different when it comes to my show. I don't just sit there and praying and sit there. And I'm like, all right, hopefully they'll tip. I have a lot of energy and I have the dance background. And this is more artistic expression for me. So what I do is I actually incorporate my dance. I'll have like theme shows, you know, dress up like the schoolgirl. I dress up like a ninja at one point, I think. Oh, no, it was a ninja. It was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, nice. Okay. I was going ninja. She's not on cam for an hour. Yeah. Where's she at? I'm a ninja. You just can't see me.
I'm incognito.
Today's character, I'm the invisible woman.
Exactly. You can hear me, but you can't see me. Now, you are making the jump from cam girl over to... actually doing porn, if you will. So I consider everything to be kind of porn. If you're getting naked, if you're having
everything
sex...
Everything is under the umbrella of pornography.
I completely agree.
But now you're going into working for companies, not working for yourself, working for other companies, having sex on camera. What has that jump been like, and why did you choose to do it?
Well, when I was in Florida, and I was camming, I built my first site with my own hands, like from scratch, and I was doing more softcore. I considered coming like to California and doing more hardcore porn because I feel like it's all under the porn family. But I always wanted to do it. But my idea of building my brand, because I'm not here for the money. I'm here because I like my job and I like to have sex on camera, and I'm an exhibitionist as well. So having sex on camera and then knowing that people are going to watch it and like get off on it actually exhilarates me even more. So I decided in my business plan is that I was going to cam more, build my fan base, build my brand that people know who Lauren Phillips is, and then my next step was going to be hardcore porn.
So this is all part of your plan then, this whole thing?
Exactly.
And what's the ultimate plan? To rule the world?
Actually, that was actually going to be it. Yeah. To rule the world. Everyone would be like, Lauren Phillips.
And then poor Mo and I, you and I'll be like, yes, yes, mistress. Yes, whatever you
actually,
want.
Actually, it's goddess. Okay. Just to let you know.
Okay. Oh, I was getting a pinky in the brain type thing. Hey, so what are we going to do tonight? Same thing we always do, try and take over the world.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something that is some people don't buy into, some people don't do, is you said you're not in it for the money. Now, obviously, we all have to pay our bills. We all want to have some sort of money. But you do this because you enjoy it. I find in porn that we have different levels of girls. You have girls that are in it just for the money. You have girls that are in it, they like to have sex, and they want to make money, and they look at it. Then you have the girls that are sluts, that really go through and really enjoy the sex, and the money is the side thing.
Just so you know, those are my favorites.
The slutties.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because they have the most fun. Now, me personally... I went into photography. I've gone into porn. I don't make a huge amount of money, but I enjoy what I do. If I wanted to go back to school and go do something where I would make money, I would, but I don't want to sit in an office. I don't want to sit there behind a computer all day long doing boring shit. I want to have fun. So I take that cut in money by not doing it. So do you look at this as something for your future that you're going to need to make money to pay for your future, or you know, beyond porn? How are you handling that by doing this as more of an enjoyment factor?
So, as like future wise, like I'm just like every type of business person. Like this, I'm an entrepreneur, not just like a porn star. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own corporation. I own my own corporation. I'm a CEO, and I have IRAs already started for a backup, and I've built all of that, where my progression of what I want is to, once I get known as a porn star and I want to keep going, The next step would be feature dancing and then reaching more out to my fans to build that name and to just keep giving them more because that's what they want is more and interact.
I
want to
work for her.
No, I was going to say I can
picture. I want her to be the CEO of Julieland Universe.
Yeah, Mr. Avery's over there getting a boner because it's a girl who's actually talking business and sounding professional.
I'm just all like, oh, baby. Like, you can have everything.
So you've now done Sex on Camera.
Mm-hmm.
Literally
on top of it?
On the camera.
It gets a little messy.
Sometimes it's a little POV.
It's a little messy.
So tell me about and we don't normally talk about porn on the show, but I think this is a good evolution show. This show's going from webcam to sex. I know.
Yeah.
So tell me about the first time when you did a boy-girl scene on camera. How was that for you?
Oh my goodness. I can just like, I'm already like going like flashbacks.
Is it, you have PTSD?
Actually my first like major boy girl was actually a pegging scene.
Whoa. Wow.
And I had to play the dominant female and
what company? What website?
It was for Devil's Films. Okay. It's coming out soon. Which was really exciting. It was a character. What I like about my job is the most is like trying to get into this character and being somebody that, in, like my personal life, I wouldn't really do. You know, that's the fun is like the artistic expression of it, and that's what I used to do with dance. Is you become this character, mm-hmm. and it's like an escape, and you get to explore and be this sexual person. And it was definitely interesting and. The people I worked with it was so fun and I just have a good time. Like I'm there to have fun and enjoy it, but also have a really good performance so they have material to use.
Now we see a lot of times girls build their careers over time. You've been building yours for a period of time. Now that you're coming into porn, it's a different model of building your career. Well, you give up your first anal, your first interracial, those type of things. You can market yourself as that. Some girls start at girl, then do the boy girl. Are you pacing? You did a pegging scene first out, which is obviously a little edgier than say your normal mainstream girl wouldn't come straight out and go, I'm gonna fuck a dude in the ass. Do you plan on building your career in porn the same type of way, that model, or are you just kind of going in, jumping the deep into the pool?
Actually, you're correct. The first one. I'm actually going to build up more. I had a whole conversation with my fans actually on my thread in a formula about this and discussing, like, should I do it all or just slowly progression? And I decided with my career, and this is my career, my brand, and how I want to portray myself, is I'm going to do the progression. So my next step will be interracial. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to hold out on anal and cream pie.
Okay.
Simple advice for someone to give a little plug. pornstarlifecoach.com, mm-hmm. my wonderful website. I would tell people to read everything on there because that's where you learn. And that's mm-hmm. where we have, I made the site so everybody would learn. I think you're approaching it the right way in that progression, but don't be in a hurry to do anything. Take your time. There's no clock or time limits that says you have to do the first IR by next December, and just take your time and it'll all happen naturally, and then mm-hmm. just do what you love and what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I remember, I always say this, I get in trouble for this, but because all my girls, I always say to them, you're doing this, yes, we love the fans, God, do we love the fans, but you have to remind yourself, you're doing this whole career thing for you.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's about you.
It's definitely
so many people like use the fans as like, I'm doing it for the fans. No, you do it for you.
I definitely had a whole discussion with fans because I go on the formula in my threads and I talk to everybody. I promote stuff and I ask any questions that they ask. I'm actually active like every day on air talking to them. And we had a whole discussion where I had one fan say, you have to do everything right away because that's what porn star superstars are doing. And I'm like, well, just because they're doing it doesn't mean I have to. Yeah. And I was like, after they do everything, what's going to happen? The fans are going to want more, and you've already done it all. What are you going to do now?
That's absolutely incorrect. Some of the major stars that are coming out today, I would say Gonzo days 10 years ago, girls came out and did first DP, interracial, all that kind of stuff within their first three scenes. But now when you see somebody like, say, I know Gracie Glam, friend of the show, she gave up her first anal and she put it off, and it was a big thing. Kendra Lust, huge star, just started doing the IR, just started doing the anal, and she held off for a while, and her fans were really wanting that.
Yeah,
you
really love
you
her.
you want them begging for it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no hurry. Like, and again, it's like it's. The girls that are successful, first of all, the girls that aren't desperate for money, and that also understand that it is about you and your life and not about everybody else's, and you just have to do it and just do it for you. I always tell people, my girls all the time, like, do it because you want to do it. And if the fans get into it and love it, great. If they don't, they don't. But it's like your life. You get to...
It's my career, exactly. Yeah.
10 years from now, 20 years from now, you want to be able to say, like, I did it my way.
Yeah, like you can definitely tell, like, the girls that are here just for the money and girls that actually are thinking about, like, I've gone to college, I have my degree, I know what I want to do, and I know the progression, and I know it's a smarter way to do it. Just, you know, yeah. The whole saying, what they used to say, leave them wanting more.
Exactly. Now, I work with companies like Penthouse and Adam and Eve and Wicked, and I consider this to be the pretty porn. And I work with Julie Land, which
Jesus
is the edgier,
Christ, you
the
didn't even drop me
side.
In that.
I apologize. I was leading this with a question.
That's just hurtful.
So anyhow, I work with more as I call them, the pretty porn companies. This isn't the stuff that I watch. I love my job.
I'm not
I love
pretty.
My people, but I don't watch the pretty porn stuff.
You don't like prettiness?
I work on features and things like that. I could work with somebody like, say, Evil Angel or even Elegant, where it's a lot more of the gonzo, you know, more hardcore, just girl walks in and fucks. There's no dialogue. You just fuck.
Yeah.
Now, which do you prefer and what do you hope to do? What's your future goals in porn when it comes to
basically
that?
Who do you want
to
work with?
Do you want to work? Well, not necessarily that. Do you want to go into feature? Do you want to get into movies or do you want to just do fuck films?
I would love to be a feature. That would be like, I love all types of porn and I feel like it's all a different type of expression. So to do features and to work with like, featuring stuff. Cause all right now I've done a couple extras. I worked with, I was extra for like Stormy Daniels, extra for Brad Armstrong as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was an extra on Adam and Eve's also. So it's just, I know it's a process, but I would love to do a feature. I feel like doing that is, to me, I feel like would be a big step for my career in my eyes. Because mm-hmm. people look into that and they're like, you know, your feature, that's you. Like I got so excited when I saw like, my cover for my pegging and it said featuring Lauren Phillips and I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
Now some girls choose not to be extras in movies. And I think that's the stupidest thing. When you have somebody that maybe it's $100, maybe it's $200 to come out, be on set for a few hours. It's a paid go see. You're now going in front of a director on a set, being able to prove what you can do. You go on a go see, you show up at somebody's office. They tell you to take off your clothes. You do a little banter and then you move on. This year, they're actually seeing you and how you behave on set, how you carry yourself, and if you can run a line or two. And I have actually been on sets where we have hired girls that were extras that came on to our next movie because we liked them so much. We got to see their personality. We can assume and look up that most people know how to fuck and can do a decent scene if we look at in general.
Right, maybe.
But when we look it up, but getting that personality based off of a picture or whatever we get from the agent, we can't get any of that. And especially with features, you want somebody that has a personality that can act, can do that stuff, not just fuck.
Well, that's the difference because I don't have an agent. Mm-hmm. I'm independent. And for being an extra and actually it's more networking as well mm-hmm. and meeting people. And I have a really good way of making to standing out and making a statement that people actually remember me. So it's
blowjobs.
I was just gonna say.
Well,
I was just gonna say she actually
brings cookies.
Smarter than the average girl and has like
hey,
some sort of.
I
and
used
she's
to.
Nice.
I used to cook brownies for my teachers.
I'm saying. Oh, let's go with this. You show up on a Penthouse set and you bring a plate of brownies. Mm. I have a crew of 10 guys. Suddenly you're their new best friend. It's like, oh, look, well, hi there. You know, as long as you don't lace them with anything and kill my crew, I don't care.
Oh, no, I wouldn't hurt anybody intentionally.
So I'm looking at Chatterbait right now. And to be honest, I've actually never been on Chatterbait. I've been on MyFreeCams. I've seen that. I've done streaming. made. I've done a couple. There was one other one that I can't think of off the top of my head, but I've done those. So I'm looking. You have your nice little bio. You have some photos. Your last broadcast, according to Right Now, was one day, 15 hours ago. So why you been slacking?
I've been working. I've been touring porn.
Very nice. Now, it gives some description about you. How would I know, or how would I go about finding you on here?
Well, I have a direct link to that I actually promote. I always tweet whenever I get on, you get like a little special, like, oh, this is what I'm wearing today type picture. And then I have my link, which is live.laurenphillipslivecams.com.
And that's how we go through and we find specifically you.
Now,
let's just go through. Are you on, when you go on your own, from what I've seen from other campsites, it shows up and there's the pictures of all different girls and all the ones that are online. Do you make your space? Because I've seen some girls that are more creative. I see some, like you were saying, just sitting on a bed playing with their phones. But do you make the background so it stands out a little bit? So that when you look at a screen of 15, 20 girls, how do you make yours pop out different from the others? Or do you?
I do. I actually have a whole, like, my whole room is like my cam room. So it's like my office. So what I do is I always have a chair, and I have a portable desk that has wheels that one of my fans bought for me, which was really nice. And I also periscoped how I put it together. So this porn star knows how to build stuff.
The little instructions and some little hex key thing.
Oh, I need a hammer for this?
The picture says it.
So my question, first of all, on Chatterbait, is that, like, I only look at my free cams because it's free. But it's like...
Pay for your porn.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Gosh.
No, and why would I do that? Never. How does Chatterbait work? Does it work with tokens, or how does that, like, how does their system?
It's literally just like MFC, except they work with tokens. Yeah. It's the same percentage just as MFC, except MFC is more focused on just girl work. You know, they're very lenient on their rules, except if you have all of a sudden some male person pops up, then you'll get banned. Where Chatterbait is more strict on regular rules, like you can't like fist. No, if you're gonna do gigantic toys, you have to get approved. You can be outside, except it has to be your private property, and you have to prove that it is your property. And there's also couples, there's transsexuals. Girls.
Can I ask a dumb question? What is the rules to protect them?
Correct. It's all of this is to protect their assets.
Because where's MFC, like, based out of?
MFC. I know Chatterbait is located in LA.
Okay.
Or California.
Okay.
But MFC just had a new rule as well, is that they used to be able to broadcast in public. Like they used to do the library stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that actually got banned. Now they can't do it because one of the girls got arrested.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then, you know, all you have to do is say, well, MFC, let me do it.
It protects them. And also, in this case,
exactly. Can you imagine the cop going, no, because I'm on MFC every night. And that's not true.
Like, well, I think also these rules help protect the talent as well. And it helps you as a performer, somebody who's new, go through and understand that going out and doing some of this stuff is illegal. Going out and filming and doing, having sex and doing stuff out in the great wide outdoors is illegal.
That's correct. And it's and the girls that are doing that now, it's because there's so many girls now and so many people camming, because what they think is, oh, this is fast money. And the girls that wouldn't get the room count that they wanted, they lower their prices. So it's like a ripple effect then. And you're like, oh, well, the guy or girl is going to go to the lowest price sometimes. So then girls think of other ideas. All right, what am I going to do to stand out? And it keeps going.
It's a tough business. It's a jungle out there.
And the thing is, what I like people to know is that this is not easy money. I hustle every day, and the fans that really, really support me, they get that attention. I make sure they know that I'm appreciated.
Do you do privates and Skype shows and things like that? All that other stuff?
Yes, you do. I do. I do more privates when it comes to Chatterbait, because I've also been on MFC as well. Right. I do privates when I'm not in the middle of a show, because I feel like it's not fair. But I do Skype as well.
Wow.
And unfortunately, on Chatterbait, that's one of the rules. You can't any type of payment type thing, like Amazon like Amazon gift card or Skype, your own. Their rule says you can promote your personal site, but it can't accept a credit card. They're way strict on that, where MFC is not. They're like, you know, we give you the traffic, you're making your money, enjoy it. So each site has their own different thing.
Right.
But it's definitely a hustle. Like, you have to really interact and have the personal type thing.
Well, I find the business side of it really fascinating. And I do find, like, just how in the last, let's say just take the last 5 years, how it has just blown up, like, incredibly. And as I always say, every girl I meet these days, I don't care where she's at, what she's doing, I just assume when she's not at her job at Starbucks that she's at home webcamming. It's almost like every girl now goes, yeah, I'm going to do this.
It's literally, I can make an
extra
like
few dollars. Like, every girl, like, yeah. I get the coffee and I look at her and I just go, she's cute and probably webcams.
I'm like, I'm one of the models, which there's other models as well, that I do not lower my prices. I know the value of myself. I would never do that ever.
Don't.
You know, to throw in from the fashion world, I actually just watched a documentary on Christian Dior. It's called Dior and I.
Who's Christian Dior? Never heard of him.
Fashion guy.
Okay.
And it was interesting to see this behind. They had a new guy come in and do the design work for it. And when you heard the numbers of what some of these people had paid, they're talking about, they're in Europe and they're sending their top seamstresses out to clients' houses because somebody had spent $350,000 on, you know, for this season. They send somebody out there to alter stuff. And you look at that and go, somebody, obviously people with money spend money, but you're buying a brand, you're buying an idea, you're buying a service.
Exactly.
And at every level, if you want Walmart clothes, you go to Walmart, you spend your $9 and you get your pair of jeans, or you go to, you know, Marc Jacobs and you spend $150 on a pair of jeans, you're getting something, you're getting a name, you're getting a brand, you get a quality, you get it a thing. I don't know how much jeans at Christian Dior are, but I'm assuming they're a little bit more than Walmart. But I think that
they probably cost the same to make.
But I can't imagine going into Christian Dior and even seeing a sale rack. I can't even imagine. I picture them just tossing that over to Saks Fifth Avenue and say, here, put this on your sale rack. But I agree with that completely. Is if you have a market, if you have a value, I say stay at that value.
I completely agree. My example is, I always tell my fans when they ask, like, they'll say, I've seen your porn. And I always say, I hope you pay for your porn. I completely promote paying for your porn. I was like, the whole thing is, I'm like a Porsche. Would you get your Porsche for free?
I did.
As long as you know how to break into it.
My girls bought me a Porsche.
That's stealing.
Really? Yeah.
Gosh. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm joking. Pay for your porn, people. So no. I'm looking at your website here, laurenphillips.com. Well, I'm going through here and I see you getting fucked by a dude and a couple chicks. I see a nice, like, little panty set and nice ass, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a little blowjob thanking your photographer. Mm. Now, it's called thanking my photographer, and I see her sucking a dick. As a photographer, I'm like, huh, that's kind of nice. Dick, how about you?
That was
you?
Actually real.
I photographers, that's why do you think I started Julie Land? It's for the fucking, the pussy.
Exactly.
The drugs. What do I always say? I have more fun than everybody, and you can't deny that.
Well, this was very leading because I look down here and you have your latest photo sets, which I think is always nice. Now, are these setup photo shoots where you did something on the side, or is this part of a scene that you're already shooting?
It depends on the photo shoot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them are linked to, like, the one with, like, the group sex one, because that's what I love, is group sex. That is more of a setup. But the one that you're looking at right now with the, like, baseball one, that was actually the thanking photographer. The photographer that took that actually did. And I actually went up to him and said, hey, would you like me to thank you? And I was like, as long as I can tape it.
Okay, so my thing is without
like
trying to
get
a...
like the way she thinks.
Hold on, without trying to get a blowjob, because it's leading and, you know.
You can't.
But I have money.
You're average.
I have very little money. But when I look at this, so would you let me do a photo shoot with you? Something creative, have some fun. Do you do that where you have a photographer that wants to shoot something where you go, hey, I have this concept. Are you down for something like that as a content trade? Do you do that?
Yeah. There's a couple, like when I was in Jersey and in Florida as well, I did some trade for photos.
There are no photographers there.
No? You sure?
New York, L.A.
No.
I haven't even heard.
Mo's really, by the way, so I'm going to give him a little plug. Mo's a very good photographer, by the way. He's very good.
Aw, suck up.
No, he is. Not as good as me, no, but I he's good.
No, I suck up to him. Right? You're going to like pat him on the back next, give him a hug?
Rubbing my nutsack a little bit.
Oh, saying, you like that, don't
boy.
You?
Yeah.
Dirty well, boy.
Well, we've plugged a few things here for you, but where can we find you out on the interwebs besides your site and Chatterbait and all that? Go ahead. This is your time to go ahead and plug away.
Yay! You can find me on Twitter at xofficialLauren. I also have Instagram, which I'm very active on, which is xofficial_Lauren. You can also find me on. I have Tumblr, which is xofficialLauren.tumblr.com. And
yeah. She's got a list. She's a businesswoman. She's finding stuff, everything.
As we always say, and your MySpace page?
MySpace.
Friendster?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is Lauren Phillips.
Cosmates.com.
Yeah. Match.com?
Facebook. Tinder. I have Lauren, ex-official Lauren.
Plenty of fish. J-Date?
Can I find you on Tinder?
You mentioned Periscope. You're on Periscope?
Yes, my Periscope, that's also Lauren Phillips, and you can find the link right on my Twitter because I have it promote right on my Twitter when I'm on. So I'm going to probably be on Periscope today because I'm going to the horror convention. Nice. To see some scary movie characters.
Nice. Well, Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug today? You run an empire. You run a universe.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
I do. And I have nothing to plug.
You have nothing to plug. You never do. Well, Lauren Phillips, thank you so much for coming out. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank
this
you.
Has been a lot of fun. Good luck on your future career.
Aw, thanks. It's going to be a blast. Like a firecracker.
Very nice. My name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people choose to call me. You can check me out on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.